Matt, the Raiders, you know, have a couple good edge rushers. People know about Mac and Irvin. What do you see up the middle in that defense?
Well, you know, across the board, to me, it's good defense. They're talented. Get after the passer really well. You mentioned Irvin and Mac. I mean, those are two guys that are edge rushers that, you know, do a great job. I think they're, you know, they're pretty balanced across the board. I mean, they got good players all over, and they do a good job within their scheme. So, again, I think we're going to have our work cut out for us. But, you know, again, I always feel like it comes down to us. We need to play the way that we're capable of and go out there and execute as best we can, you know, especially when we have a road game coming up.
Saints were able to hit them over the top with some deep balls. You only threw three over 20 yards last week. Will that opportunity may present itself this week to go deep more?
Well, you know, it's certainly two different schemes that you're going against in Oakland and in Tampa Bay. The way that their secondary is contoured sometimes shapes out a little bit differently. New Orleans did a great job. I know they hit the go route, you know, down the left-hand side. I think it was maybe a 95-yard touchdown. So, and then used a couple double moves to get the ball down the field. They did a nice job with that. You know, I'm sure that Oakland's looking at the same thing and trying to make adjustments and do a little bit better on their end. So, you know, we'll continue to work on the game plan, but I'm sure that we'll have a good plan.
Play action was working really well for you guys last week, just like last season. How have you guys been able to make that work in the scheme?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, our ability to run the ball, while it wasn't, you know, where we needed it to be last week, just within the scheme, within our offense, our commitment to it, I think, helps to play action passing. And we did a nice job. A couple, you know, a couple plays last week were good off the play action pass. So that's going to be something that, you know, week in and week out we do. We're going to try and marry up our play action with our run game and try and make it difficult for a defense to know what we're doing.
Matt, I missed the radio show, and I guess you all talked about the no huddle at length, but folks are still kind of wondering why y'all don't use it more when you've had a history of playing well in it.
You know, I'm assuming your question is why don't we use it more? You know, obviously that's a big topic of conversation, and obviously the same question gets asked over and over and over. To me, you know, we always look for opportunities when it's effective for us. And, you know, I thought we did a nice job kind of going in and out of it. We used it again last week, you know, and it was effective for us. We scored a touchdown in it. So that part was good. But there's, you know, like I said yesterday when I was commenting on the radio, is there's some, you know, there's pluses and minuses to it. And, you know, one of the things that's important for us is creating advantageous looks in the run game. And it becomes increasingly more difficult sometimes in no huddle to be able to do that. But it's something we evaluate, we talk about every week. I thought we did a nice job. You know, honestly, I thought we had a good plan last week. It came down to a couple of execution things in the red zone. But we threw the ball really effectively. We need to get the run game going a little bit more. And, you know, we'll evaluate if we need to use the no huddle more this week.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you all get stopped when you're not in the no huddle. You score a touchdown when you're in it.
Well, we scored touchdowns when we weren't in the no huddle as well, to Mohamed Sanu in the back of the end zone in the red area, which I thought was a great play call and a good spot. So we're able to do it both ways.
Man, I've never played quarterback. That shuffle pass, it doesn't look like it's easy to do. I don't know if you're comfortable with it, but do you feel like it kind of confuses the D? Does it have them on their toes?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that was good design last week to keep them off. I was kind of a triple option high school quarterback, so that kind of ball handling is something that I've done since I was, you know, 14. And, you know, we obviously don't do it as much now, but reach, read, and ride, man. That was Penn Charter to a T, so I got that one down.
You addressed the pass rushers, but can you tell me what makes Mac unique maybe than other guys that you've seen or been in the past?
I think his talent, you know, his skill level is as good as anybody, but He's got the combination of really high-end talent and an unbelievable motor. To me, I mean, he plays – I mean, you're going to see him every snap. He gets after it every snap, and he's relentless, whether it's run or pass. And, I mean, to me, that makes him one of the more difficult guys to go against because, you know, some guys are really good pass rush guys, but maybe not as good against the run. Some guys are really stout against the run, maybe not pass rush guys. He's one of the few combination type of guys that can really do both extremely well, and he plays hard. I mean, there's no substitute for guys that, you know, play hard, play in and play out.
Matt, you spoke about the run game and wanting to do it more effectively, obviously. How much does it help a quarterback? I mean, we understand, I mean, obviously, that it helps you, but how much does it help you, particularly on the road, to be able to do it effectively and more effective than what you guys showed last week?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's huge for us to get that going. I think it makes it extremely difficult, especially when you're going against a really good pass rush team with guys that Oakland has. When you can get that run game going and they have to defend run first, it creates more space in the pocket, which is huge. You know, particularly on the road, you know, trying to get a crowd out of it, that run game helps to do that. And it certainly sets up a lot of the things that we do off of the run, too. So I think that's important for us. In order for us to be better with the run, we have to be more detailed than we were last week. I mean, we had opportunities to, you know, get more yards than we did, and we didn't do it. So we've got to be a little bit tighter offensively. Tighten up some of the things, and that's all 11 of us. I mean, that's me getting us in the right looks and, you know, trying to carry out my fakes as hard as I can to keep the backside cut off. And but it's, you know, the combination of all 11 guys trying to tighten it up just a little bit.
You mentioned that crowd. You played there once before, Oakland and the Black Hole, kind of an infamous place. Pleasant memories in terms of the outcome, but not so pleasant, I guess, to play in front of that insane.
Yeah, it can. I mean, it's a cool fan base. I mean, it's to go in and you see how passionate their fans are, I mean, it's a tough place to play. There's no question about it. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, for all our guys, we've all played in hostile environments before. You go out there and once you get between the lines, it comes down to, you know, same thing when you're at home, making plays and executing. But it's a fun place to play. That's for sure. One of the historical spots in the NFL.